If you're as artistically challenged as I am, then starting off with a partly created work might be a useful way to get you started with artistic effects. Psychopaint allows you to do that. It uses a photograph as a starting point and then allows you to apply different effects and filters to turn the photograph into something that appears to be a painting. It's very straightforward to use and it just allows you lots of choice in choosing different brushes, different sizes, and each of the brushes is related to a particular artistic style. So you can choose to apply brushwork in the style of Pissarro or Sisley or Van Gogh. You can choose the degree of opacity the brush work with, and you can do all of this and get some practice in without creating an account. If, however, you need to be able to save the item that you're working on, or download it later on, or share it with others, then you do need to register. It's just a fairly straightforward process, and there's no cost involved. So there's lots of different effects and color hues and different patterning and different tools that you can use. I'd recommend starting with the gallery. If you have a look through the gallery, you can see some of the things that people have already created, and that might give you a little bit of an inspiration. I would guess that the pure artist amongst you might be a little bit nonplussed by this kind of tool. However, if you do have some artistic ability, then you could always start from a blank canvas, and that way you can whatever you create will be your creation alone. And there are some amazing pieces of work that have already been done, so that could be worth considering too. But a useful little tool to while away a few minutes, and perhaps it's the kind of thing that you could set as a task for your students. Give them all the same starting material and see how much it can be changed, to see what different people can come up with, all starting from the same point. Psychopaint.